Good morning, Sean. I'm doing well. Thanks. How are you today?
Doing really well, thank you. Appreciate you coming on the show.
Right on.
So you're here this morning to talk about the Alberta Blue Cross Indigenous Scholarship Program. When did you come up with this and why?
You know, Sean, for more than 20 years now, Alberta Blue Cross has been providing scholarships for young Albertans who are pursuing post-secondary studies. Over that time, we've awarded more than 1,000 scholarships with a value of more than $1 million. And an important part of this program is our Indigenous Scholarship Program. And this program's a way that we provide 9 scholarships at $1,500 each specifically for Indigenous students. Alberta Blue Cross has a lot of different initiatives through which we promote the well-being of the communities that we serve, and our scholarship programs really are intended to support the financial well-being of young Albertans. And that's really not only an investment in their well-being, but an investment in the economic prosperity of our province.
So why is supporting Indigenous students through this scholarship important to the Alberta Blue Cross?
Our scholarship for Indigenous students specifically addressed the education inequity faced by Indigenous people in Alberta by making post-secondary studies more financially accessible. It's also one of the ways we're advancing well-beings for young people while also honoring our commitment at Alberta Blue Cross to reconciliation.
So when it comes time to pick a recipient, how does that work?
Yeah, great question. Our recipients are selected by an external committee with expertise in academia and Indigenous education as well as lived experience. And that committee bases its decision on several factors, including academic success, financial need, achievement of personal goals, and community involvement. And particularly among our mature scholarship recipients, we've seen some incredibly courageous and inspiring journeys. In many cases, our applicants are overcoming personal adversity and challenges. Many of our recipients have also been impacted by the intergenerational trauma legacy of residential schools. And also, you know, in many cases, our recipients are pursuing post-secondary studies with a commitment to giving back to their communities. So whether that's through healthcare, education, child and social services, justice, cultural enrichment, you know, a lot of our applicants are pursuing studies where they're ultimately going to be giving back to their own communities, which is really exciting to see.
Now, I know the numbers are going up every year. Like, I mean, you're getting more and more people applying. What does that say about the need for this program?
Yeah, that's a great question. With the increasing cost of living and really the increasing cost of post-secondary education that goes along with that, we've seen interest in our Indigenous scholarship program really grow over the last few years. In fact, for each of the past 2 years, we've had a record number of applications. One of the changes we've made to the program is to increase the number of our awards over the last few years, which we've gone from 6 to 9 awards. And also, we've unified the program so that both mature students and youth can qualify for any of the 9 awards. I think one of the reasons we've seen more applications over the last couple of years is a credit to the many Indigenous communities across the province with whom we have really close working relationships, and they're championing this program on our behalf, and they're promoting it in their communities to the young people. So that's really been a boom to the program as well.
Now, we're province-wide this morning, so Indigenous students right across the province can apply for this scholarship. Can you give us the website address?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just through our main Alberta Blue Cross website at ab.bluecross.ca, and applicants can just go there, fill in the application form, and email it in to us along with the supporting documents that are requested on the website. And we're actually ahead of the game because our applicants have until January 27th of 2026 to apply. So we encourage people to get ahead of it and put in your application at any point in time.
Chatting with Brian Geislinger, he's the Senior Vice President of Corporate Relations and Community Engagement with the Alberta Blue Cross, talking about the Indigenous scholarship applications. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Brian. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sean. We appreciate Windspeaker helping us get the word out.